Good evening and welcome to Radio PRS. I'm your co-host, Mike Ranson. Radio PRS is brought to you by the Psychical Research Society of Kansas City. PRS is a not-for-profit organization whose purposes include programs and activities to investigate, study, research, demonstrate, discuss, interpret, and expand information concerning psychic phenomena, parapsychology, and related subjects, and to disseminate information by any and all media of communication. The Psychical Research Society is not just an organization for those who practice the intuitive arts. We're here for anyone who's interested in exploring the subjects covered in our mission statement. If you'd like more information on becoming a member, please visit our website at prskc.org. The views and opinions expressed on Radio PRS do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of PRS, its board, or its membership. Our guest this evening is Christy Stuckey. You can call in and talk with Christy and Nikki live this evening for readings by calling us at 646-668-8212. Now, here's your host, Nikki Williams.
Good evening, Mike. How are you this evening?
Well, how are you?
I am wonderful. It is a beautiful day here in Kansas City. I am so excited about tonight's show. I'm excited for a number of reasons. Number one, it's almost St. Patrick's Day. And I promised myself I'd do a bit of an Irish accent tonight, so I'm doing that right now. Number two, our guest tonight is the incomparable Christy Stuckey. And Christy has been a guest on our show before. I also had the honor of sitting next to her at the PRS Psychic Fair in October and the privilege of serving on our predictions panel in January. Welcome back, Christy. I'm so glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome, awesome. And before we get started taking callers, which we have quite a few callers, and what I want to say, guys, is I'm going to take you in the order that you called in, and I will when I get to you, what I'll do is I'll say we have a caller from area code, and then I'll tell your area code, so you'll know that's you, okay? Christy, just before we get started, tell us just a little bit about yourself and about your style of readings.
Well, I've been doing readings for about 6 years now, you know, formally. I tend to approach readings from a whole body perspective. So oftentimes you'll see me at a psychic fair get up behind somebody and offer them some energy work because I kind of believe that, you know, I think giving people the information that they're looking for is really great too, but I also like to add a little extra. Mostly it's just intuitive if people are open to it. I've never had anybody not be, you know, I just kind of incorporate energy work and intuitive readings. Typically.
Wonderful. It's a very holistic approach that you have. I really like that. And I'm excited again to say that we have you back, and you and I get to do readings together tonight, and that's a lot of fun. And we're going to go ahead and go to our very first caller. Our first caller is from area code 201. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who are we talking with this evening? How are you?
This is Rose.
Well, hi, Rose. It's good to talk to you tonight. You're on the air with Christy and Nikki here on Radio PRS. How can we help you this evening?
I've been applying for different jobs, and I was wondering what you see with regards to that.
All right. We're going to look into areas of career and jobs. All right.
How many jobs have you applied for?
Yeah.
How many jobs have you applied for so far?
Oh, I don't know. A lot. I get alerts, and when I see something, I just send in my resume, and then I'm with an agency as well.
Well, I don't know if it means anything, but I'm seeing the number 5, and I kind of get the impression that it's like job 5 that you're going to get. And does that make sense to you?
What do you mean job 5?
Like, that's what I'm seeing is like a 5. Like, it's, you know, I mean, I suppose it could be 5 days, 5 weeks, or the 5th job. But the first thing I got was like the 5th job you applied for, the 5th job you'll interview for. Does that make sense to you?
I don't know. I've been applying for so many, so that could mean anything.
Yeah, it could mean anything.
Well, and I also
pulled
up the 5 of Pentacles as well, along with the King of Pentacles and the Page of Pentacles. So that 5 is a significant number somehow in this entire question and what you're looking for. So, yeah, it's 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months. But I'm also getting a sense that what, and I think it's more closely related to interviews. I'm seeing 5 different interviews. And I think that I'm also seeing a number of offers at the same time. So you're going to have a choice.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's nice. I love that. I love
choice. Is it office? Are you applying for office jobs? Is it office?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I kind of get the feeling it's like a not necessarily in a cubicle, but something a little bit more, not so restrictive. Maybe like a receptionist? I mean, would that be something you'd be interested in, something like that? Maybe an executive secretary?
Yes, that's what I do.
It's like it's,
executive
okay. Okay. Because I was going to say, I don't see you. I see you in an office. I see you dressed in nice clothes, like office attire, and I don't see you confined by a cubicle. So, I mean, that's what I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm seeing something very similar. And I also have the card, the wise one. And what I'm getting from my guides here is that you need to listen to your guides as well, because they're really trying to give you some messages. And you are very intuitive. So you really need to learn to trust yourself and trust your higher self and your guides.
Okay.
They're going to bring you good things, girl. Lots and lots of good things.
Oh, thank you. I'm hoping. It's just frustrating looking for work. And
yeah.
I also want to add that it's 7:07 on my clock over here. And 7:07 in numerology, according to Doreen Virtue's Angel Numbers 101 book, it says that God's wisdom is guiding you in the right way and to move forward with confidence.
Yes.
Okay.
And I kind of backs up what she's saying over there. Just, you know, even if you don't necessarily relate to spirit in spirit guide sense, maybe just relate to it in your gut or in your inner thoughts or your intuition. You know, you'll know the one that's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just trust that it's going to work out perfect.
Oh, great. Thank you both so much.
Oh, you are so welcome, and thank you so much for calling tonight. We really have loved having you. Best of luck.
Uh-huh. Have a good evening.
You too. Good night. All right, we're going to go to our next caller now. And our next caller is calling from area code 229. Hi, you're on the air with Christy and Nikki.
Hey, how you doing? This is Melvin from Georgia.
Well,
hi.
How are you?
Pretty good, I guess. Yep. I was just calling and see, can I get a minute reading on trying to get a job where I can catch up with my rent and utilities. I recently lost my job, and I'm just struggling. And I got to pay my rent for this month and also coming up for next month. And I just wanted to know to see what you all see in that. Praying for me, please.
Okay, let's look at that. Lots of concerns about job and careers tonight. I've seen that a lot lately in general. And in my own family, in my own life, where there's a lot of that going on too. So it's definitely a theme right now. Christy, I'll let you take the lead on this here.
What actions are you taking to get a job? I mean, what have you done so far?
I have put in applications all over the place with the school system, with restaurants, with YDC, with the working as a jailer, all over the place. And I'm
all
doing
over.
Some more tomorrow. Yes, ma'am. I've been
active. Have you? Well, the reason I ask that is I kind of feel like you're stuck a little. Like it's the energy around you finding a job isn't moving real fast. So the thing that came to me was, I don't know if you'd be, I mean, I'm not recommending that you donate plasma, but the thing that came up for me was there's actually quite a bit of money donating plasma. So that's, I don't know, I just thought of that as like in a pinch, you could donate plasma.
What is that?
It's where they separate out your blood from, well, whatever the plasma is in your system, and then the plasma is worth a lot more money. I mean, it seems like people can get paid like $100, and you can do it once a week.
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't know about that one. But
I know it's kind of strange. It's kind of like donating blood.
Yeah. Right. Let's see.
It would definitely be something. I can see some short-term things like that for the time being, odd jobs, other things like that as well that pop up. It's going to take a little while for this job energy to really get moving for you right now. Part of it is the part of the country that you're living in at this point in time. I'm seeing an increase in a recession type, local recession type economy in that area of the country. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah. What about my landlord? Because I'm behind. How will she? I mean, do you see? I don't have to move, do I?
I'm not seeing you moving. I'm seeing you being able. I'm not seeing that at all. I honestly think that there are. It's not just you. It's an energy around that geographic location as well. You're not going to have to leave. You're going to be able to catch up little bits at a time.
Now, because I did ask a friend of mine, to give me a loan. His name was Chris. He told me to give him a call back about 8:30. And I told him what the situation is. Do you see him, giving me this loan tonight? I asked him about maybe $600. But he said he couldn't do $600, but he'll be.
I don't think he can do that much. But he's going to do what he can to help you out. I really think he will help you. He's going to have some requests of you in return, though. I can help you this much, but I need you to do such and such. Quid pro quo, very fair.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I will help him out because he has a funeral business.
Yeah.
He runs a funeral
and
business.
And
I
can see you doing – I see you – what I'm seeing is picking up little odd jobs and or, like she said, doing things like either donating blood or plasma or something like that for a while. There will be a job in your future, and I'm seeing something that – I keep seeing food. I keep seeing something centered around food, so I'm not sure if that's a grocer's or food service or a restaurant.
Yeah.
But I do see
I put in
food.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but yeah, I put in some with food. I mean, with restaurants, as a cook. But also, I'm a football coach here in Georgia, and I put in for a coaching job coming up soon. But
what you really want to focus your attention on, because that you're going to work in a school environment. The minute you said it, that's what I heard, and I was trying to hear if it was going to be a cook in a cafeteria in a school, but I think that's that's what's going to happen for you.
Yeah,
I think
want to get back on the football field too, though, to coach football.
Oh, yeah.
That's, absolutely.
Yeah.
Being
that's
outside
where you
is
are
really
happiest.
Good for you.
That's
yes,
where
right.
you are happiest.
But do.
Yeah.
Well, I did, I wouldn't have had this problem if I would have gotten my unemployment benefits from my job, and they denied it. And if I file an appeal on that, because the lady told me if they had another house to put me at, that they would. So basically it was like a work, and then they said they terminated me. So she kind of contradicted herself. But if I file, if I put in for a appeal, will they grant me my unemployment? Because I've been out of work since last month, the 10th of last month. And my landlord trying desperately to work with me because she don't want to get her boss involved.
Yeah, right. And she doesn't want you to go.
Is there anything you can do to help your landlord around the facility?
I asked her, but she already have some people doing it. Maintenance work, painting, and whatever.
Sure.
I told her I'd do anything. So she told me, Melvin, I'll do it for you in a heartbeat. You're a very nice man. But she already have somebody doing it.
I think just the offer just shows that you're willing to work with her and do what you need to do.
Yeah.
I don't think that you have to worry about leaving there.
Yeah, would you all see me paying her, paying my rent for this month?
I just see you at this point in time. Like I said, you're going to be getting smaller bits and pieces of money that will help you to pay that off a little bit at a time, and you will get it caught up.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's going to be like pieces and parts.
Okay. What about my unemployment?
Not unemployment, but my
income taxes. I had to send out paperwork regarding my student loan, and they told me if I send it off, they will refund my income taxes, and that it's a pretty big amount. And I talked to the lady today.
It is a pretty big amount. I have kids in college, and there is a really good deduction for having student loans.
Yeah, but they had took my regular taxes from the job I normally had, and because I filed my income taxes, and they took it like $4,400. And but do you see that money coming in anytime really soon? Because it's been almost a month now.
To me, what I'm seeing, and I'm getting a lot of upside down pentacle type of cards, which doesn't mean that you're not going to get the money, but it means it takes a long time to process all the paperwork.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't see it coming in right away, but I do see it coming in. But
I see it coming in, but not quickly.
I want to mention that it would be of your benefit to file the appeal as soon as possible for the unemployment benefit.
Yes. I keep saying that too. File that appeal for the unemployment. Do that right away. Get on top of that before worrying about the income tax, because the income tax is going to take its own sweet time. There's nothing you can do about that.
I will get it, though, won't I?
We're not saying you're not going to get it done.
You're going to get some money back. I can't tell you how much, but you'll get money back. It's going to be like 2 months, 2 or 3 months. That's what I think.
Wow.
It's
going to be a little while.
Okay, that's okay. As long as
anytime we're dealing with the government.
Yeah, you're right. As long as I get something done,
All right, we're going to have to let you go now so we can move on to our next caller.
Okay,
well,
thank you. God bless.
Thanks.
You have a wonderful evening. God bless you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Our next caller is from area code, if I can get it to connect. All right, there we go. Area code 805. Hi, you're on the air with Christy and Nikki.
Hi, Christy. Hi, Nikki. This is Donna from California. How are you?
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Good.
Beautiful California. Beautiful, beautiful place. Beautiful place. Have lots of family in California. Wonderful. How can we help you this evening?
Well, I'm not working, and I'm not in a relationship, and I wanted to know if you were picking up on any of these two things, because they're kind of major, I guess.
right. Definitely. Yeah, again, lots of work questions, around lots of people right now. The economy itself isn't necessarily in a bad state in general. It just seems to be a time of upheaval. For a lot of people, there are certain areas of the country that are having more economic difficulty than others. But it seems like, to me, what I'm seeing around lots of people with this upheaval is because we're really in the big time of the manifesting of transition, this year especially.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of that going on. All right. Take it away, Christy.
Okay. I kind of get the impression that it's important that you find a job sooner rather than later, but you're not going to starve. Right? I don't know how else to say it. You're okay for a little while. Like, you've got money set aside to manage this time for you.
Yeah.
In the short term. I kind of feel like there's a guy coming for you sometime later in the year. Maybe somewhere around, like, September, October. I get that it's a little bit later, but, it seems like it would be a good fit for you. And I'm not saying that you won't date, maybe go out on a couple dates with some people before then, but it seems like somebody towards the later part of the year will be a much better fit for you. But I kind of get the impression, because you're looking for a relationship and you're looking for a different job, that, like she was talking about in the upheaval, it's more like she said, transition. It's just such a big time of transition that you're kind of clearing a bunch of stuff or going through a bunch of stuff or transforming a bunch of stuff, you know, so that you can come out on the other side more powerful, so to speak. So what I guess I'm saying is, try not to get down about it. Like, it's really a good thing. It just doesn't look like it, and it may take a little while for you to figure out that it was actually a good thing.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
I'm seeing that too. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot like that. I've got a lot of inverted pentacle cards, which generally tells me money is coming, but A, it's not coming in the way you're going to expect it to come.
Okay.
And it's going to surprise you. I don't know if this makes sense when I say that, but it's going to surprise you. The job front looks like all of a sudden you get a number of offers from all over the place that you didn't even expect, which does give you an opportunity to really sit back and look and choose what it is that you want, which is a really nice feeling. But what I'm seeing is the same as far as relationships. I got the Sun card coming in the latter part of the year, in that autumn time period. And it's like big celebration, happy, joy, partnership, companionship, and almost it's about as good a card as you can get in a tarot deck. It's the Sun. Happiness in all aspects of life, and that includes relationship. So I'm just seeing everything, all of this bizarre upheaval and this crazy transition really turns itself around, and you find your rhythm in all of it in the latter part of the year, especially that all of it comes together. It comes, the work comes before then, but all of it, the whole picture with relationship, work, also health. Look for massive improvement in your health in the fall. It is your time of year this year.
Oh, good. Wow. Wonderful. I'm so looking forward to that. And I've been doing a lot of meditation and walking and praying. And,
wonderful.
Yeah.
What's your background, like your skill set for what you're looking to do for employment? Like, you're a teacher or mentor?
I'm a pretty lucky person. So I'm hoping that it will come in through luck, because I'm very lucky. But also, my brother has a large company, roofing company, and in the past I've been very good in sales.
Yeah, see, I keep getting like a teacher vibe from you. Have you been a teacher before, or do you want to be a teacher of some sort? I don't mean necessarily grade school or, you know, like those kind of, like school, official school, but, I mean, do you have anything like that? Maybe you're going to teach some classes for your brothers? I don't know, I see you teaching. In some form.
I don't have the education for that. Yeah. Yeah.
I see you teaching meditation. And this may not be related necessarily to job, but I see you teaching.
Sure.
I can see you getting so into the meditation and so really, you're really getting good at it, by the way. I can see you teaching that. I can see you do that, teaching that and also teaching classes in elevated consciousness and abundance consciousness, because you're going to take what you are learning to practice and reach out to others. So I think that's where the teacher vibe is coming from. It's a spiritual type of teaching.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
It feels really good too. So it feels really good to me too. It's a good thing.
Yeah, very fulfilling.
Yeah. Oh.
Very fulfilling. And this is another thing that helps to lead to that Sun card, because this is a fulfillment on all levels, emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally. You're going to find yourself in probably the best place that you've been in your whole life by the time fall comes around. I mean, and realize that it doesn't stay that way, okay? Remember that that change always happens and that we still have to grow and we have to go through stuff to grow. But this upcoming end of this year is just, it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, I feel the same way about 2017 for you. It's like a big year for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah, well, I've been doing a lot of work, you know, I would say for quite a few years. And, yeah, that's good. I'm at a place now where I have a lot of acceptance, you know, for things.
Wonderful.
That have happened my whole life. Yeah, and I think when you're at that point of acceptance, your life is more peaceful.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. 100%, 150%. I agree, 150%. If that's possible, I'll do it. 150%.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. And you are moving into this beautiful time of prosperity and abundance. So kudos to you, because what you're doing is working.
Yeah. I think so,
try
too.
To relax. Just try to relax through the process. Just trust the process. It's working on your behalf, and it's actually smoother than you think.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, yes, indeedy. Well, thank you so much for calling us this evening.
Thank
we're going to go ahead and move on to our next caller.
Thank
and you
so
have
much.
A beautiful,
beautiful.
Night.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. Thank you
thank
very
you.
Much.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night. Wonderful. Oh, wonderful. I got a bit. There's a bit of a luck, the luck of the Irish going on here tonight, I think. I had to do it again. You know I had to. Our next caller, let's go to our next caller, who is from area code, if we can get, there we go, area code 561. Hi, caller, you're on the air with Christy and Nikki.
Hey, ladies, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Yeah. Who are we talking with tonight?
Oh, my name is Stacy, and I'm just wondering, you know, I guess it's spring now. I'm wondering whether you see any romance in bloom.
Ah, you're a poet at heart, girl. Definitely. Let's see what we can see. Oh, spring. Yeah, love is in the air right now, isn't it? Where we at, we're having here in Kansas City, we have an early spring. It started like in mid-February. So we're in full swing of spring. All right, let's see what we can see. Go ahead, Christy.
Let me think. How long has it been since your last relationship, your last solid relationship?
A long time.
Are you still grieving or mourning that relationship in some way? Because either that or you're sad, possibly sad, because you don't have somebody right now?
Well, I just want to know, is somebody, anybody I know of interested in me that's going to approach me, you know, people in my circles, I guess, or am I going to meet somebody new?
Both. I get the impression that somebody you're not going to be interested is going to approach you from a current circle, and that you'll end up bringing some new energy into your space this year that's outside of your circle. And it could be somebody new to the circle, you know, or somebody that's just moving to town, for instance, that's, you know, going to bring some new energy to your life. And I keep hearing the word, like, revitalize you in some way.
Do you know when or any description? Like, is he younger, older, you know, any description or time frame?
I would say
I can give you a physical description.
Yeah, I was going to say between 40 and 50 years old, dark hair. I'm thinking somewhere in the summer.
Green or hazel eyes? Green or hazel eyes?
Oh, he sounds
definitely
cute.
And he's very, very, very handsome. He's got dimples. He has dimples and a little bit of stubble. Kind of that little 5 o'clock shadow kind of thing going on. Tell that man to get a razor.
Did I ever see this person before? Is it somebody I just gonna meet soon? Or do I know this person? Have I ever seen him before?
No, I think he's brand new.
I do too. I think he's brand new. This is gonna be, and I think it's gonna take you by surprise a little bit. I really do. I think that here's what I think. what I feel. I guess I'll say feel, because this is what I feel. I'm feeling that you're looking at him going, man, he's really handsome. I don't know if I'm going to approach him or not. He's kind of flirty. He does talk to everybody, okay? He's not like a dishonest kind of deceptive flirty. He's just naturally gregarious and has this very, very attractive personality, okay? So at first you don't necessarily think you're going to talk to him, but he notices you, which takes you by surprise.
Yeah, because I don't do the approaching, but you said it's going to be like in the summertime.
Yeah, I'm feeling that. I'm feeling summertime.
I keep seeing July.
Yeah, that's it.
I just keep seeing July. And I feel like whoever it is that's going to approach you from a circle you already know is sometime in May.
Oh, so he sounds really cute. You're saying,
yeah,
Hazel.
The cute one is in the summer. I'm telling you that the one that's gonna approach you in May, I don't think you're gonna have any interest in.
Yeah, that first one is not your kind of guy. The other one is the July. So, yeah.
Oh, the first one's a jerk or a nerd or a...
No. You just
don't hit it off.
Not your type.
You don't have chemistry.
Yeah, sounds like a guy my friend fixed me up with, such a cheapo. Oh, my God. Oh, shoot. her boyfriend and him, they were arguing over a slice of pizza being $3 a slice. It was a real turnoff.
Oh, wow.
I mean... That's
not what you're looking for. Definitely not.
I went and bought my own food, and that happened in June. Last June, it was terrible. And it's not just that.
Bless your heart.
It's every guy she sets me up with, one is worse than the other. Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't ever go out with the guys she sets you up with again. They say the definition of insanity is repeating the same action over and over again and expecting a different result.
That's what I'm saying, and it's you wouldn't even believe
but this
it.
This is something totally
what?
New. This is something this July. This is something totally new. This is not somebody that hooks your friend doesn't hook you two up. Okay.
Oh no. I wouldn't even introduce her, put it that way. So dark hair, hazel eyes, and dimples.
Hazel or green. I hazel or green. It's kind of somewhere between that. Kind of a greenish. Yeah.
And he's like for long term, you mean? Hopefully.
I'm sorry, what?
Long term, you mean? More long term?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm saying that this is like a really good relationship that you can really build on.
I just wanted to ask you something real quick. I mean, it's like, I guess, the other callers, because I just wanted to focus on something good, because I've been focusing, going crazy over the other thing. The next job I get, is it going to be through a temp agency, or is it going to be on my own? Because it's been, you know what I mean? You understand.
Yeah.
I heard a temp agency.
Oh, so they're going to come through because
it's something that turns into full time.
Is that going to happen soon?
It's not going to be right away, but I don't see it. I mean, it could be within the next month or two.
Yeah.
Oh, and the next month.
Yeah, it's not right away. I mean, it seems like it's going to be some kind of job that you were on your feet a little bit. Did you apply for jobs where you're going to be on your feet for some reason?
No, usually it's office.
Okay,
but
you up running around doing things or like something that has you out of your chair. You're not always going to be in your chair. That's kind of what I see. Like you're going to be up and running around a little bit. It'll be nice variety. From sitting a lot.
Yeah, and you're going to really enjoy it because it's you're not going to get bored.
Yeah, I see you happy there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, thank you so much. I'm
hoping you have a wonderful evening.
Oh, thanks, and have a happy St. Patty's Day and a happy Easter.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Oh, both to you as well. Good night.
Thank you.
All
Bye-bye.
Right. Let's move along to our next caller. We're getting as many as we can within this hour. We got about 20 so minutes left to take calls. And our next caller, and here we go again with the connection. All right. Our next caller is from area code 216. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Christy and Nikki.
Hello, Christy and Nikki. How are you this evening?
Hi,
wonderful.
Good.
How are you, and who am I talking with tonight? Who are we talking
with? My name is Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi.
Hello. Not romance, another career question. I just got offered a job, and I accepted it. I just got offered a job and accepted it. It's a really good job, but I want to see what you see in it. But I know it was a good decision.
What kind of work is it?
Financial.
Well, I feel like it's going to be really solid work for you for the next 3 months for sure. I don't mean like you're going to lose the job. I just mean like it's, you know, you're really going to get into it and it's going to be really solid for you for the next 3 months. Now, is there a level of training you have to go through?
A little bit, yeah. Every job has that, though, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, this is permanent.
That training period, and I do see it taking a little while to really feel like you're getting your feet wet. They do have a lot of what I think you're going to think is petty little stuff to train you on that you're like, oh my gosh, I already know all this.
but you got to go
through the process. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but. But I do, I think you're going to, I don't see you being unhappy. I see you being, I see it feel, being a good fit and a solid fit. I think it's prosperous enough for you, but I also think that you're going to really enjoy the people that you work with.
I really clicked with it. Out of all the jobs I've interviewed over the year, and what it has it been now, almost 18 months, this is the best job out of all of them. The most money, the best benefits. I'm not kidding you. I'm still pinching myself over it. I've been looking for almost 2 years.
That's really exciting,
but you do feel it's
going to
work out, though. You do feel it's going to work out?
Yeah,
I don't see any reason why it won't. And there's something around 3 months. I don't know. There's just something around 3 months for me, and I don't know if it's just going to take you 3 months to kind of get really up to speed. I don't know. Is it something that you have a set salary, or do you make money doing something for the financial place?
I make money doing something, but I have to get another license within 3 months. That might be what it is.
Maybe
that could be because
I keep seeing like, it's solid. It's solid. It's going to work really well for 3 straight months, and then something's going to shift, but I don't feel like it's a bad thing, you know, and maybe it just has to do with, I almost think there's more money. Is that possible?
Okay. Once you get licensed, yes, you can get more money commission off of, but you still
maybe
get
that's
your
what
thing
I'm seeing.
Back.
Maybe that's what I'm seeing. Maybe it's real steady and solid for like 3 months, and then it just goes, you know, off the chain.
It takes off
like a rocket into the sky.
Yeah.
This is the job for you. You're right. Yeah, and I'm glad you were patient and you trusted your intuition on this, because it's going to
pay
off.
Oh, and I had a lot of rejections too, girl. There was all the above. I went through everything. So believe me. But so you do feel it's solid, though. Yeah, I know it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really just see you being in a happy, prosperous environment. You love it, and the people there are very accepting of you, and it's almost a family or community type atmosphere.
Well, it's funny that you say that. I had to take like an hour and a half psychology test before I was interviewing there.
Wow.
They did 75 people, and they picked 4 people out of them. It's the strangest test I've ever taken, and they just said I fit the culture. It was psychology, but there was also math tests and, you know, and all the other stuff. But the psychology test is what they based on if you fit the culture. It was so I've never taken one like that before. But anyhow,
wow.
The good news is you do see it. I start in 2 weeks. It is going to happen, right?
Yeah, the thing I keep getting, though, based on what you were just saying, is you need to find a way to relax, whether that's go and get in a hot tub or get a massage or take on some guided meditations or something, because you're stressing yourself out.
I know.
Yeah.
And I, like, if you do nothing else, at least take a couple deep breaths, because you're really stressed about it. So
okay.
Just relax.
I know.
Just try to relax. It's going to be fine. You're going to love it. It's going to be solid for 3 months. You'll see what that means when you get in the middle of it. It's going to be fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I totally agree, 100%. Well, thank you so much for calling, and best of luck in that awesome job, because it's going to be great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Some good news going on tonight. Let's go to our next caller. And our next caller is from area code 252. Hi, caller, you're on the air with Christy and Nikki.
Hi, this is Tina.
Hi, Tina, how are you this evening?
I'm fine. I would like to know, do you see me getting a job soon?
Wow, everybody wants to know about jobs tonight. Wow, something in the air, man, I tell you. Or the water. Let's see.
Water.
Oh, yeah,
Do you have to get one right away?
No, I'm hoping I can get one once I move, which will be a couple of months. Yeah,
I'm kind of feeling like it's not going to be right away, and
it's
going to
be after,
like,
right?
Do you have something going on with your left arm?
My left arm.
Your shoulder?
No.
Or something going on with your? Okay.
Oh, it's popping. Yeah, in my shoulder blades. Oh. It's a lot of popping going on. I don't know what's going on. But,
gotcha. Is there some discomfort in the shoulder blade?
No, it's just popping.
Okay.
I don't know what that. It just pops. Like, what?
You're out of alignment. You're very out of alignment. What did you do, girl?
I just been in bed for the past 2 and 3 years. So I have not been doing nothing but just sitting. And, like, first the popping started in my spinal cord. Now it done went up in my that's what I'm thinking, that I'm just not, I'm not exercising. I'm doing nothing. I'm just, you know, existing.
You're very out of alignment. Very out of alignment. I can see the angle of the spine is just off. It's off. And it's throwing everything else off, too. And that's going to make it really hard for the energy to move correctly.
Yeah,
move
see, that's the feeling. That's the feeling I'm getting, too, is that you're blocked in some way, and that, you know, for something to shift or move, that needs to be adjusted, I guess you could say, but, like, unblocked, so to speak. It's just the first thing I felt when you started to say your name. I get a lot through feelings myself, and I just felt this unusual discomfort in my shoulder blade. So I just wondered, maybe going to a massage therapist or a chiropractor perhaps, you know, and just kind of, or maybe just sitting there and or praying, you know, and asking God to remove, you know, any blocks you have in your spine and in your, you know, your left side of your body perhaps.
Okay.
I think just putting some intention or an action to getting yourself back in alignment, whatever that looks like for you, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, would be in your best interest.
Okay.
Even somebody who does energy work, like Reiki or energy work or something like that, would be helpful.
Yeah. Help to move that energy along, because it's getting stuck, and there's a really bright, almost pinched nerve kind of look that's coming on in the aura, but it's stopping the energy flow, and the energy's always got to flow. If energy gets stagnant, it turns negative.
I know. That's why I'm trying to move. Oh,
I think that would help you.
Really important. It's going to help you a lot, and it's also a leap of faith. You have to move before you find the job.
Yeah,
does that
I
make
agree
sense?
With her totally.
Unfortunately, yes. But I got
it.
I know, a couple more months, I'll be
but
out.
But it is coming. You make the move, you find the job, and it's almost immediate, because you're not where you're supposed to be right now, geographically speaking. You're not where you're supposed to be. Once you get to the place where you're supposed to be, your purpose falls in line with that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So do you see me? I don't know. I have not made up my mind which way I really want to go. So do you see that clearing up for me? Like
I just had a vision of you getting in your car and just going and almost letting the car decide.
I feel like you're going to head south. Do you have a desire to go south of wherever you are?
Yeah, where are you at now?
I was thinking about this one place, but somebody's kind of put this in my mind to go to this other place. So what I'm going to probably end up doing, I'm going to go south, and like you said, like the car, I'm going to end up stopping at every place that I thought, checking it out for a couple of weeks and then keep it moving.
I think
it's
a great idea. I really do. I think it's a great idea. But it's called following your intuition, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes we need to do that in our lives. We need to just say, you know what, I'm going to trust the universe to lead me where I need to be, to where I'm supposed to be at.
Okay. I feel like there's something with the other place. The second one you mentioned, that a friend of yours told you about another place. I feel like there's something with that.
All right. Yeah, a lot of people are pointing to that. A lot of, well, you know, coincidences just pointing to that. So I see, you know, that actually would have been the first place I'd be going to. So we'll see how that works out. If it doesn't work out, I'll go to the next place on my list.
I'll
be in Mexico after a while. South America somewhere after a while.
I think this approach is both brave and brilliant.
Okay.
I really do. And you are a very strong and courageous woman, so go for it.
Okay. Got you.
Go for it.
Got you.
And I wish you the best of luck, and you are going to do. But take care of that. Take care of that, the spine and the out of alignment, the energy problem. Definitely.
Okay.
That's going to help you a lot. Okay?
All right. I will. All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
You guys stay blessed.
Bless you, sweetie.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, what an exciting adventure she has ahead of her. Such an exciting adventure. Oh, my gosh. We're going to go take another call here. We're going to, where are we going? Area code. Da-da-da-da-da. Area code 215. Hi, you are on the air with Chrissy and Nikki. Who are we talking with this evening?
Hi, Chrissy. Hi, Nikki. It's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. So I am a middle-aged person getting ready I'm in the middle of a program for clinical mental health counseling, and I'm making a decision this week to quit my full-time job and go to school full-time to get, you know, put the pedal to the metal on this career switch in middle age. Does that look like it's going to work out financially? And also, I'm trying to find an internship, and I have to do that within the next 60 days. And I'm wondering how that looks.
I'm sorry, Christy.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say the first thing that came to my mind is FDR is the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Cool.
And I think you need to not be afraid, because I can sense it and I can feel it and I can see. And of course you have some fear, because this is a big decision for you. But don't let the fear control you, and don't let it own you.
Okay.
Sorry, Christy. I had to get that out.
Well, I get the feeling that you're already going to do it, and you're just kind of looking for somebody to, like, back you up on that. Because, I mean, you're already doing it. Like, you're approaching it and going for it. And even if you're afraid, like, you're already, like, past the tipping point of making that choice. And I feel like your internship's not going to come until almost the last minute. You're going to get it, no problem. But I just think it's going to be almost the last minute, like the last few weeks of the time that you have to get it in.
Okay.
And the other thing I was going to say is that you are a very lovely person, and the whole world is going to be blessed based off your choice.
Yes.
I'm sorry, the whole world is what?
the whole world will be blessed based on your choice to move careers right now.
Oh, thank you.
So
I totally 100% agree with that. 150. You in this career, this is awesome. I have what is an interesting card in this. I have the Lover's card. It's because you were made for this. You and this career were made for each other.
I'm like crying.
And you are. You are going to. Oh, bless your heart. You're going to love it, and it's going to love you. You're doing what it is you are called to do.
Yes.
And when we surrender to the calling of the universe or God or whatever you want to call it, our higher self, it's all this different words for the same thing. When we surrender to that calling and quit trying to control everything ourselves, we find joy, we find fulfillment, we find peace, we find happiness. Yeah, we have struggles because we're having human experiences. That's the way it goes, you know. But we find the fulfillment that we seek, and you'll be living your purpose.
Yeah,
right. Living my purpose. And I had a meeting today with my with the advisor, and he was like, "Well, some people don't find internships, so they just put off school until they secure their internship." I'm thinking. I was, like, so angry. I'm, like, thinking, this is not a hobby for me.
Right.
Like,
right.
Why doesn't he understand that? Like,
well, he's a different person. He's not you, and he can't empathize.
Well, and he could be just telling you, like, what the truth is for a lot of people out there, like, what he's seen as the truth, so to speak. But if you're being led to go here and you have lots of signs that, you know, that are pointing you in this direction, you don't have to worry about whether you're going to get an internship, because if you're supposed to have this career, it will show up.
Mm-hmm.
So there
exactly.
is just to relax
exactly.
around that. Obviously, you take some actions towards getting whatever internship you want, but just know that, you know, if you are meant to do this, and I believe that you are, it'll just work itself out. And it would be crazy. You'll be like, what? Mm-hmm. What? Like 3 days before the 60 days? What? Did you have to wait so long? Like one of those experiences? And you'll stress
out
and freak out and it'll just
The universe
come up.
Says, see? Yeah, you know, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Well, yeah, and I guess it's the universe has been teaching me to learn how to how to be patient.
Patience.
But I keep saying, I need patience right now.
Well,
what,
you might get it.
Totally.
And I'm also trying to get an assistantship so that'll help out with my tuition. Do you see anything there?
Let's see.
Did you say you're trying to get assistance to help with your tuition?
Yeah, if you get like a part-time job or a full-time job at the school, they'll like give you some free.
Okay.
Oh, totally. Yeah, this totally works out for you. Yes. Yes, big time, yes.
Are you looking
you
for part-time versus full-time?
Pardon me?
Are you looking for part-time versus full-time, you know, while you go to school?
Yeah, because I think I'm going to take 3 classes, which is full-time, and then if I can get a part-time assistantship.
I kind of feel part-time is what you're going to get.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But you have to apply immediately.
Oh, and the deadline
is April 11th.
First come,
first serve.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, the deadline's the 11th, and I have a couple of recommendation letters that I have to people to write. But I'm on it, and I feel like I'm on fire to do this.
Yep, and you are, girl. You really are.
Yeah, you are.
You are, and this is for you. This is yours. This is your work to do, and I want to say that I bless you, I love you, and I appreciate you just the way you are, especially for doing what is yours to do.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you so much for calling tonight. I'm going to have to let you go because it's time. To go to Mike to find out what's coming up at PRS. But you have a wonderful night and best of luck.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. I want to say before we go to Mike real quick, Thank you to everyone who's calling in. We have so many callers. We're going to have to do this again very, very soon. So everybody who we didn't get to, I apologize we couldn't get to you tonight. We just didn't have the time. Thank you to every one of you, though, for calling in. And we will do this again. I promise, cross my heart. I'm going to try to make it a once-a-month thing where we do an all-reading show at least once a month. I think that'd be great. So let's go to Mike really quick to find out what's coming up in PRS, and then we'll come back to Christy for a few last words. Take it away, Mikey.
Okay, coming up this Saturday, the 19th, we have Dear Heart Energy with Mikhail Lucidi Reiki Crystal Awakening. That will include a Reiki attunement for everyone in attendance. On April 16th, we'll have Dr. Stephen Summers doing past life regression. That will be both a talk and a group session. On May 21st, our guest will be Susan McKenzie. And June 11th, our guest will be Matthew Gaines. All of this and more can be found on our website, prskc.org. Our monthly meetings are free for our PRS members and $5 for anyone who would like to join us.
And we are at the Westwood Community Center every month, except for, of course, in October when we have our annual PRS Psychic Fair, which we always look forward to and have a blast doing that. Let me tell you what we got coming up over the next couple of weeks right here on Radio PRS. Next week, we have Susan Prout. Susan is an amazing intuitive and artist, and she's been a guest on the show before, and so we really look forward to having her next week. The following week, we have Mandy Nagel of Brain Fitness. We're going to be talking about the metaphysical side of neuroscience, basically, and brain fitness, and that's going to be an interesting topic of conversation. And then on April the 6th, we have Gregory Pragon, who is from the Kansas City Light community, and also he is a gemstone healer and therapist, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that night. So we have some wonderful shows coming up over the next few weeks. Christy, thank you so much for being here tonight. Why don't you give us your contact information so that people can contact you for your readings and your life consulting and your energy work?
Okay, great. You can email me at Coach Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, Stuckey, that's S as in Sam, T-U-C-K-E-Y, @gmail.com, or you can call me, 913-575-0952, or text whatever you feel most comfortable with, but I look forward to whoever would like my services.
Wonderful. Hey, and I also want to say that, and along with Mike and I as well, you recently have become a distributor for your American Shaman CBD, have you not?
Correct.
Awesome,
correct.
Awesome. How can people contact you if they'd like to find out more information about that?
Same information. You can email me at coachchristystuckey @gmail.com or call my phone number, 913-575-0952.
Wonderful. And if you'd like to contact myself for any of those reasons, whether it be CBD or readings or anything like that, you can contact me at cbdinkc @gmail.com. Thank you again, Christy. You have been wonderful, and this has been a fabulous night. Thank you again to everyone for calling in. Oh, I love having you on, Christy, and I can't wait to have you on again. This was just so much fun. And thank you to Mike for being our co-host. And thank you to PRS for bringing us this wonderful show. All of you have a glorious and blessed evening, and have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. Be sure to wear your green and drink your green beer. Good night. Cue the music, Mike.
Night.
Night.